So I'm sitting here, having just finished my episode for tomorrow morning, and I hear this kind of voice in the back of my head say, don't post it. And you know, there's fears and there's things that come up. But I think the thing that's most obvious to me when there's hesitation or resistance is that it's time to sit and check in and get more clarity. It's not that I need to go figure my way out or review my big picture or any of that. It's just, okay, sit down, get clarity. So this is me doing this. And I want to be able to do this in real time here on the podcast because this is very much so directly impacting those of you who have been listening to this. I think the daily wake up has been something that has been such a beautiful journey for me in so many ways, to be able to plug back into the world, to find empowered perspectives on the things that are happening every day. But I feel the energy wanting to shift a little bit, and this is me finding clarity on that. So we're going to drop in with Bergail and have a little bit of a meeting to unpack a little bit of what's here. And this is today's show. All right. Hello, David. It's a pleasure as always to be here, transmitting in this particular way. We would love to be able to unpack a little bit of what's here currently. You are absolutely feeling a shift in the energy. It may not be exactly what you think it is currently, so we want to just be able to provide a bit of a landscape and really give you an informed choice of how to continue to move forward. This mission, you could call it, to enter into the geopolitical scene intellectually, to be able to understand what's happening on this global scale, has been massively important. Now, especially as you have been prepping for and are now entering this mastermind container, understanding what's happening in the world from a very grounded perspective has been a very key and vital piece of this. However, what you'll notice, even through your conversations, is that many of the individuals who are listening are not tuning in exactly for the news, but are more so tuning in for these perspectives. Now, this way of looking at things has become very clear over your time through the daily wake up. You enter into the news and come out with either a higher perspective on what's happening through some research, or even in the face of the greatest atrocities, of some of the most terrible occurrences on planet Earth, there's a recognition that the very fact that those actions, those events are reaching you as an individual is evidence that there's greater awareness coming to this particular issue on planet Earth. This is the truth every single time. Now, what you're noticing is that many of your perspectives and that many of the stories are beginning to become rather repetitive. So in this, there's a possibility to be able to shift things. This is in no way an obligation. And this has been a wonderful journey in so many ways that many individuals have been able to take a lot from. So we'd love to be able to lay a bit of the context in the landscape here, essentially lay out the two timelines that are available. One is to continue doing the daily wake up, knowing that really what you were doing is continuing to hammer in the same principles and ideas and doing that consistently on a daily basis to be able to bring those perspectives to individuals through tragedy, through large events, and to be able to also do a bit of investigative reporting into what's happening in the larger landscape. Not just providing a perspective that is weighted towards a particular political agenda, but that is as unbiased as possible. Now, it can be a bit fun to recognize that you're not the only individual who's doing that, that there are sources out there that are doing their best to be as unbiased as possible and that are doing a rather good job at it, many of which you've come to understand and read. This other timeline that's quickly becoming available is to pull back from this daily wake-up for a time. Now, there will, of course, be a point where within some of the larger pictures of what you are doing, within the larger scales of Indivinus, where you begin to compile a bit of a resource on a continual basis for news, but also for the larger global perspectives, and integrate within that many of the teachings that have come through, integrate within that a larger trend of the development of consciousness to be able to really facilitate larger global transformation. Within this landscape, there is at least the similar types of investigating that ends up happening. So within this timeline, you are essentially pulling back from the daily wake up for a time to be able to focus on this mastermind, but to also be able to focus on the core principles that are here, to be able to teach through this platform and use this container of this podcast, as we spoke about yesterday, to be able to further explore these understandings on a broader scale. This becomes essentially a platform, similar to how it was at the beginning, for us to be able to disseminate understandings on a fairly regular basis. Now, this would take essentially just the daily wake up off, and you would continue to have the Sunday shows. There's really no right answer here, but the reason why you're feeling this hesitation to continue is because this choice hasn't quite been made. And this is really a larger metaphor for the way that choices get made and the way that business growth happens. You reach points where the purpose of a project has come to completion, and there's a choice to continue that project for the audience or to continue that project for individuals who have not quite yet reached that yet, or to pivot and to essentially start over, to align with the things that are here. So we'd love to be able to get a bit of your perspective on this, and then we can continue to offer anything else that's here. Okay. Yeah, I've been feeling things shift. I think I've come to really realize that this daily wake-up show is getting repetitive for me, not even from an actions perspective, right? I mean, there's the recording it every day, but I really don't have huge hesitations to that. I'm a big fan of creating content. I think in many ways I'm excited to bring back the vlog and what that will allow. And I think that the timeline of me just continuing to lean into these transmissions and continue to bring through the things that are most practical and timely for this audience is one that also allows me to explore other creations and to pick up vlogging again to some extent. And when I think about that, when I feel that possibility, it's really, really exciting for me. So I think I'm feeling this pivot and I'm feeling this decision point, and I'm recognizing that I've never really been someone to just continue to do something just because there are people who will listen to it. I want to make sure that this business and that everything I'm doing also really fits in with the larger picture of what's happening here. And I want to really make sure that what I'm putting out is something that I'm really excited about. And I think as I'm gearing up for this week's daily wake up, I'm recognizing that some of that excitement has started to fade. And I think that's a natural process of this. I mean, this would have been our 76th episode, which is, by the way, my favorite number, which I think is awesome. And yeah, I just really am feeling this pivot in a very substantial way. And I'm leaning much more towards pulling back from this with the recognition that these pieces of content will continue to sit there, that these perspectives are now out there, and that really the core message is always the same. I mean, as you said, right, we're continuing to find greater awareness as a collective, and I don't think that's changing. And I still think there's so much room to bring in the big current events into this show and into conversations with you that may not even have happened otherwise if I'm in this daily news cycle as much. So that's what I'm leaning towards. But of course, I'm open to perspectives and I'm open to continuing the conversation.
All right.
Yes, we feel that. We feel your dedication to this beginning to fade as you're recognizing that really the message is singular. And this isn't something that's extremely exciting to you for that reason. Still, there are individuals to consider, right? There is a bit of a bridge from this particular work into your work, which is something to still consider and to be with. Yeah. You know, I feel that. And I'm glad you're bringing it up because I think these are all the things that are my internal conflicts, which I think is why you're bringing it up. It feels very, very precise. I have this piece of me that really wants to bridge, that really wants to be a bridge. And, you know, there was a project that I was working on back a while ago where I wanted to write this beautiful articulation of a man leaving the Jehovah's Witness religion. And I wanted to be able to be a bridge for those individuals. And I think what I'm recognizing more and more is that there are people that are playing that role. And they're doing it really well. And that it's not something that I need to necessarily do organically. It's not something that I need to force. It's not something that I need to do inorganically. It's not something that I need to try to generate. Because I see that there are other people who are playing that role very organically. There are other people who are being that bridge just through their beingness because they're giving people the content right during their own journey of continual awakening or during their own journey of personal development or whatever that may be. And I watch people grow and I see their perspective shift. I mean, I think Kyle Cease is an incredible example. Watching his content from a few years ago until the most recent things that he's putting out, I watch him grow as a man, and it's spectacular. And it kind of continues to just reassure me that messages get to change, that people get to change, and that for me to really play my role in this, knowing that I'm a channel, knowing that's controversial, it almost feels like for me to continue to put my energy into bridging, I'm taking away from who I actually am and what I actually am here to do, because I don't necessarily feel that bridge in the big vision. I feel lots of aspects of it, and I feel speaking to many different types of people and having content that really, really supports many aspects of the journey. But to step into any of the work at Indivinus, to listen to this podcast, there's this barrier to entry of a kind of baseline spiritual understanding to where channeling isn't that crazy, to where you can be with that. And I think all of the listeners and everyone listening even now, you know, I think that's something that we've crossed and they can kind of hang with this. So for me to continue to bridge or attempt to bridge, it doesn't feel true. It doesn't feel like a true expression of who I am moving forward. Although I think this has been vital to my path, absolutely vital for me to understand the news, to really plug back in. And I think the news is something I'm going to continue to follow because it is so fascinating. But to then dissect it, to pull it down into really the same one or two or three ideas that we need to work together as a whole, and that everything is awareness and it's proof that we're learning more and more about the second paradigm, that we're learning more and more about these whole centric perspectives. I think it's there's other ways to get that point across other than diving into every single day on a bunch of different topics. So that's kind of where I am with it right now. I'd love to hear perspectives on it. Wonderful. In many ways, that's our perspective as well. We recognize your desire to speak to individuals in a way that allows them to relate to you. And we recognize that this has been a huge piece of your work. And we recognize that this daily wake up has been huge in prepping you to be able to step into this mastermind and play on those scales and to understand what's happening in the world, understand what makes a leader, understand what's happening on the geopolitical scene, understand the intricacies of planet Earth. But now that that education period is complete for you, it's not entirely necessary for you to continue. And the reason why we bring it up and why we say it's something to consider, as you immediately recognized, is not because we believe that you need to continue to do this or that we are even encouraging that, but more so because we want to be able to confront all the pieces of you that are holding on to this. Because if you're holding on to this for reasons that you're not entirely conscious of, if you're holding on to this for reasons that are not ultimately aligned with who you are and what you believe, they're going to continue to go under the radar and you're going to continue to do things, specifically this podcast in this case, that isn't aligned with where the energy is wanting you to put your attention. So there have been a few things here, right, even outside of this, where one, you've been able to prove to yourself that you're capable of doing this every day and that you're capable of committing even when you don't want to. There have been plenty of times, even from week two, where you didn't want to do this anymore. But to recognize that and to continue to power forth anyway, and to recognize that this was originally just a 30-day experiment, you've more than completed that and stayed true to your original intentions and stayed true to your word and stayed true to all of the things that you set out to do. So you've proven to yourself that you're capable of following through. You've proven to yourself that you're capable of continuing to do something. And now you're also continuing to prove to yourself that you're capable of following the energy when something is pulling away. And this is something that we really want to be able to highlight and that we're appreciative of, that you wanted to have this conversation publicly rather than privately, because we would have been having this conversation anyway. Because there are quite a few takeaways from this in a very meta perspective as well, to be able to back away from the things that are losing energy. There are plenty of business structures that will work really well. And I think what you're recognizing, David, as you are leaning into this, as you watch your numbers grow, literally doubling or tripling every month, you're recognizing how much consistency pays off. And I think there's this piece of you that recognizes that you have the opportunity to continue to blow up this podcast under this premise and to do it in such a way that begins to drive more individuals to your work. You recognize that there's business incentive, monetary incentive to continue to do this. As your podcast continues to grow, more individuals hop on Patreon, more individuals step into your work, more individuals are potentially aligned to these divine appointments. But what's really here is the recognition that these individuals are going to find you regardless as you're continuing to stay true to yourself. And that the individuals that would be coming from a continual pressing out of alignment with the energy and where it's asking you to go is not actually genuine business growth. It's more so a facade of numbers that sits over what this business genuinely wants to do and what your soul genuinely wants to do that allows you to feel good, that allows you to have the monetary or other vanity metrics that make you feel good and successful, even when that may not be a fulfillment of your purpose, even when they may not actually be contributing to the planet in a substantial way, as pulling back from some of these vanity metrics and leaning into the things that are ultimately here and aligned does. So here, we're also beginning to break some ideas about what growth in this business actually means. Confronting the pieces of you that believe fundamentally that podcast listeners means success. Because throughout the entirety of this journey, of this daily wake up, your podcast listeners and watching this growth has been a metric of you continuing to lean into your soul purpose, continuing to lean into your truth. But if you were to continue, even when the energy is pulling away, then essentially you would be beginning to look at these metrics that aren't actually as representative of the reality. So we love, first off, to be able to support this choice. And of course, we gave it to you in a rather roundabout way because we never are here to infringe on your free will, ever. We are here to confront, to play devil's advocate with some of the decisions that you're wanting to make so that we can continue to confront all the pieces of you that are in opposition to these energies so that when you make your choice with complete detachment on our end, when you make the choice on your own end with your own free will, then we're able to also continue to inform that, to continue to affirm and affirm where that is deeply aligned with soul truth so you can continue to learn more about this process. I'm so fascinated by how I've felt this energy starting to drop. We didn't do Friday's episode. And I was feeling more and more resistance to this. Not just on a, oh man, I really don't want to do this episode. Not that. But on a, this is getting more difficult. Things aren't showing up as easily. The episodes are taking a little bit longer to produce, and I'm feeling much more internal resistance to continue to put this out. It's like my soul was slowly pulling back from this project, and I was continuing to go through the motions because I'm committed to this. But what I love about our relationship, and what I love about, I mean, I believe the relationship between all etheric beings of light and between us as human beings is that there's not this sense of, hey, here's all of the things humanity needs to do. Here's the technology you need to build to make it through this global transition. It's not that, because that would do nothing. From the perspectives of us learning things here, from the perspective of us as a civilization truly awakening to what we truly are, and living in this long-term, yeah, just this long-term peace and harmony, all the things that we want. It takes not being dependent on other civilizations or on other beings of light to guide our every step. And I think that's where I've come to appreciate these free will dynamics so much. I mean, you talked about it in the book a lot. There's a sense of just, here's the information on what's here right now, and we're going to inform this without telling you what to do, because that is what an individual of the light with a recognition of how this reality works, that's how you guys operate. I just really, really, really appreciate that. Well, thank you. We continue to appreciate it as well. We recognize that by adhering to free will dynamics, we're not creating unnecessary binds between our civilizations. We're not creating another version of our civilizations here because that would defeat the purpose of Earth. Our goal has always and will continue to be informing what's here, expediting certain aspects that you as a collective have asked to be expedited, informing information that you as a collective have asked for. And recognizing that it's not our place, it's not within this divine appointment to tell individuals what to do or to create carbon copies of ourself or to give the 10 steps on how to be a wonderful being. Because earthly civilization and our civilizations will always be different, and that is what's beautiful about the entirety of the cosmos. So thank you for recognizing that and for tying that in here. what we'd love to be able to do is to come back to this core decision here. Because there's most of you that has decided to do this, right? But there's still pieces that are lingering that we'd love to be able to essentially provide space for. All right. I think what's here is I don't want to let people down. And I really want to make sure that I'm doing this not from a place of just wanting to have more time or just giving up. You know, I really, really just am, I guess, continuing to check myself throughout this entire thing. Because if I can help through this, if I can help to just bring these perspectives to the news, then, like, you know, who am I to not do this? I think that's what this piece of me is saying and is feeling so deeply. And I also recognize that even within that, for me to continue to do these things, I essentially have to say no to the other things that are here. I have to say no to greater bandwidth to then bring in new projects. I have to say no to greater bandwidth to then look at larger issues and unpack them even further, or to more blog posts or more podcasts with you, or even just more podcasts with guests and all the other things that I could be doing. For me to lean into this project, I'm also saying no to all those things. And if the energy is starting to pull away from this, I can take that to mean, and I do take that to mean, based on the conversations we have, Bergayel, and just kind of feeling it out. When the energy is leaving a project, I take that to mean that there's not as much of a demand, at least in my own circles, at least in the individuals that I'm serving. And I think I really want to be able to be attuned with not only the field of this business, but also with everyone who's coming here. I really want to be respectful of your time as a listener. And I really want to be respectful of what is ultimately in the highest here. So I think these are all the things I'm considering and being with. And I really just, I mean, this whole journey, I have just been as transparent as possible, because I recognize that me documenting so much of this journey and me just being completely transparent with this now is also the thing that continues to build trust and continues to build the own internal habit of being very transparent, so that when things continue to expand as they are now, I mean, we're flying to Seattle soon. Well, we're flying to San Diego and then driving up to Seattle, but we're flying out in 2.5 weeks. Like, things are moving, and our mastermind, we're starting to really find our people and our tribe. And so many of our offerings, my and Miriam's, are up-leveling and upgrading, and the containers that we're bringing into the world are up-leveling and upgrading in the quality of what we're able to hold in all across the board. And I know it's by my being transparent that ultimately I get to have a real journey, and that I don't have to calibrate later for the lies or mistruths or half-truths that I told in the past. I get to just be truthful the whole way. And it's so easy on this end. And I think it's much more impactful on the receiving end. I think those are the two things that are really here, because there are pieces of me that are also like, ooh, wow, I'm sharing a lot. That's 100% what I believe. I want to be transparent, and I want to continue to follow this energy. I want to do things that are ultimately for the highest for everyone listening. And I know that the way to do that is by staying in tune with the field of this business that's continually informed by my soul, that's continually informed by all the souls of all of the individuals here, now, and coming soon. So that's what feels here today, is pulling back from this project and allowing that to be okay in my system and integrating from that and receiving back all the bandwidth from daily excavations of the news for gems and perspectives that ultimately come down to we're all the same thing and this is all just awareness. So is there anything else that you would like to add, Bergale? Anything else that's still here? Well, really looking at this overall landscape, checking in with your soul, checking in with your biological system, and with the beliefs and thoughts kind of floating around right now, there is some time for this to integrate and land. Even when you step out of this channeling container, right? Your state and belief shift just a little bit because it's much easier to be in these perspectives when the veil's open and when I'm here and when we're kind of sharing this mental link. But based on everything that's here and the decisions that you've made, no, this is it. You're continuing to follow the energy. And by doing this, you're opening up bandwidth to be able to continue to do more. So from our perspective, this is wonderful. All of it. It's wonderful that you're continuing to follow the energy. And it's also wonderful that you're willing to be very transparent about this whole process and to just put this out into the world. That your final daily wake up is an unpacking of your internal world around really wanting to add massive amount of value and almost doing that at the expense of yourself and of the business. So much of that speaks to who you are as a person and how much you are considering other individuals in everything that you do. So thank you for being you. Thank you for continuing to lean in and follow the energy here. And know that this podcast is far from over. That what we are doing here is not transitioning out of this podcast entirely. This isn't the end of the highlight reel. This is in many ways just the beginning of a new phase, a new chapter of this. We're beginning to pull a little bit back out from the day-to-day so we can pull back into, on an even deeper level, the messages that are here on a collective scale, the truths that are here that help to continue to integrate everything that's happening on a collective scale and on an individual scale. So thank you for creating even more space within this podcast for us to bring through truths that are ready to be integrated in here. There may be days where you're inspired to have a bonus episode to where you do have episodes during the week. But for the most part, based on what's here, you'll continue to hop back on this Sunday schedule. And this container from this decision is actually growing. So thank you for following the energy. Thank you for having this discussion. And we'll speak to you at a later time. Farewell for now, David. Man, Bergale's so right. As soon as I exit the kind of half trance, I'm like, ooh, here's all my stuff again. Yeah, I feel where there's time to integrate this and where I really kind of have to be with this because it feels like a big step. But I am deeply committed to continuing to follow this energy. And in that, this is the last episode of the Daily Wake Up. And we're going to be back on Sunday to dive in more with Bergale. I feel like there might be a collective update coming. We haven't done one in a little bit. And there might just be another kind of dissemination on a more public dissemination on just kind of what's here. But regardless, I feel good about this space being one where we get to dive into these channel perspectives and being one where we get to find the truths about our reality kind of regardless of what's happening in the world, where we get to have and share this space, where we come together to leave empowered, where we come together to just in our relentless drive for truth and knowledge and understanding and a relentless drive forward into more and more of ourselves. I'm excited for this focus of this podcast to kind of come back and narrow in on what it's really always been about. So for everyone who's listened to The Daily Wake Up, thank you so much for your support. Thank you so much for just being here through this whole journey and for following all the ups and downs of the news. And I'll see you soon for another episode of The Highlight Reel. I said it weird because it's not The Daily Wake Up. And I'm used to saying another episode of The Daily Wake Up. Regardless, I'll talk to you soon and have a wonderful rest of your day.